Welcome, everyone, to Island Ghost Radio. I'm Mike Taylor.
I'm Diane Stell.
And I'm Erica Popino.
Tonight, who is our guest?
Our guests are our friends and the founders of LIPRI, Long Island Paranormal Research and Investigations.
Yes, and we look forward to talking to our neighbors soon. But first!
First.
We wanted to talk about the poll that is up on our website right now.
My poll. I have a poll now.
Yes, you do. You created this poll.
Erica, you and your poll.
You can vote.
Showing it off.
You can vote in our poll on islandghostradio.com. Go check it out. And the poll question that Erica created is, have aliens been abducting and or contacting humans here on Earth? And why did we create this poll, Erica? Because
we are having a very special guest on.
To have a ufologist, right?
Yes. His name is Dr. David Jacobs, J-A-C-O-B-S, and he's very smart.
All right. And well, that will be coming up our next show. So hang in there, ghosties. We're going to veer into the UFO realm for just a show.
Or two. Well, we have to do more UFO shows.
Yes, but we're not going to be doing them every week.
No.
We are Island Ghost Radio.
Yes.
Yes. But that should be an interesting interview, so stay tuned. And if you have a UFO story you want to share, you can either email us or call our Island Ghost Radio voicemail at 631-676-1079.
Yeah, don't email us. Just call. Leave a message.
And we'll play it on the air. All right. We have not much to talk about at the beginning of the show, do we? So why don't we just go to a...
I have something to say.
What do you want to say?
I'm really excited. I heard a commercial last night on TV that Reese's peanut butter cups have gone to the dark side.
And this has
to do... That is paranormal.
Yeah. That has to do with paranormal, right?
Well, no, not at all. But, you know, you said we...
Wait a minute. Are you getting paid by Reese's for this?
No, not at all. I just like dark chocolate. I'm really...
Are you now endorsing them?
Hold on. I like dark chocolate, and I like Reese's peanut butter cups. And now Reese's has gone to the dark side, and I'm psyched. I'm going to go buy one soon. All right. Let's get back to ghosts.
I need to get a sponsorship of myself here. Since Reese's is sponsoring you, I should... I don't know.
If Reese's sponsors me, I'm in big trouble.
Maybe I can be sponsored by like Ben Gay or something.
I want to be sponsored by Budweiser.
I think most of our listeners probably would too. All right, why don't we go to a break? And when we come back, we'll be speaking to LIPRI.
Sounds good.
And we want everyone to listen to this commercial because it's our commercial. We did a parody of the famous Shanley commercial that a lot of shows play, and it's for our event on October 17th. We want you to buy tickets. Come on down. Hang with us. Have fun. We're going to be doing a presentation showing things that we've caught on investigations. We're going to hang. We're going to investigate. When the investigation's over, we're probably all going to sit out on the porch and just chat away. Make new friends.
Throw back a couple of cold ones.
Shasta Cola? Does Shasta Cola even exist anymore?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
but I did see Razzles in the store the other day.
Okay. We're showing our age here. Anyone under 30 is like, what's Razzles? You're listening to Island Ghost Radio, and we'll be right back.
Yes?
Hi, I'm here for the New York Ghost Tour.
Sorry, we're closed, but you can come back next week.
Next week? F*** that shit. I'll just go check out another place.
Trust me, there's no place half as interesting as ours, dear.
That's so not true. What about the Shanley Hotel in Napanock?
Once you've been to one haunted hotel, you've been to them all.
Not like this place. The Shanley Hotel dates back to 1845, and it's been a hotspot for paranormal activity. Mysterious music, smells, whistling, doors opening, footsteps, almost everything you can imagine has been experienced at that hotel.
It's open to the public?
Absolutely. And Island Ghost Radio is having an overnight ghost hunt event at the Shanley Hotel on October 17th, 2009.
Island Ghost Radio, I love them.
Just go to islandghostradio.com and check out their events section for more info.
Thanks, I think I will. Oh, just don't tell any of our customers.
Oh, screw that. I'm telling everyone.
Okay, we have on the phone Noah and Thelma Ankeny from LIPRI. Hello, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Howdy.
Yes, the Long Island Paranormal Research and Investigations.
And our
yeah,
buddies.
That's a mouthful.
And our friends, our local friends. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So, let's start off with you, Thelma. How did you get started in all this? Did you have an experience, a paranormal experience growing up?
Okay, well, when I was younger, my sisters and I actually grew up in a house that we call it had a visitor. It's not a shadow person per se because it didn't fit the category of, you know, a black shadow, but it was more of a white silhouette that used to visit my sisters and I, almost like it was overlooking us.
Right.
And we would see it at night by our doorway, or we would actually hear our names being called out when no one was home. We'd hear whistling. We'd actually even hear the couch creak, and you'd see it sink in like somebody was sitting next to you. But that never really scared us. It was almost like a normal, everyday thing. So that actually got me really – that's what got me started in wanting to research not just as far as ghosts, but all aspects of the paranormal and everything from Wicca and you know, the occult to UFOs to and ghosts and everything else in between. And as I got a little bit older, the interest never went away. It just it was there, but I never pursued it. I have to say, fortunately and unfortunately, thanks to the TV shows that are out there, such as Ghost Hunters, it really opened up the doors to, for groups to it wasn't so taboo anymore.
Right, right.
So when I found out that there are actual local groups that would go out and investigate and do the things that I loved growing up, I just jumped on it right away. I first joined, the first group I joined was back in 2005, I believe. I can't remember, it was so long ago, but that was short-lived. And then...
let me just interrupt here. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we were part of the same group at one
That's
time.
Right.
But
not at the same time.
Not at the same time. You left the group, and I joined shortly after.
And then I came in.
And then I showed up. Small world.
Yeah, and then you left the group, as we all did, to form our own groups. But
correct.
But you joined another Long Island group, and
right.
Go on. I'll let you talk.
Well, with that group, with the group that I joined after that first one, that was actually extremely, extremely rewarding. I really owe them a lot, as far as they trained me. They really molded me into the investigator that I am today. They kind of put me on the right path, taught me things that I never thought, put thought into. Like, when I first started and I would see pictures of orbs, ooh, ghosts everywhere. And
that's what we all thought.
As you go on, and you learn and, you get more educated. Obviously now, orbs. No.
So
no,
Thelma, you don't admire my orbs? Just kidding. Go on.
My orbs are bigger. but you know, that group really, they really did a lot for me as far as, you know, training and putting me on the right path. And I do owe them a lot. And I got to experience a lot of really great things with them. And I went on some amazing investigations. And I met some really great people through them. But then I...
Well, can I interrupt you here?
Again? He wants to interrupt again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm famous for that. So there was a turning point, though, where – how do I bring this up? The founder of the first group you joined, and we were also part of that group as well, and we left that group. You left that group. The founder of that group was – for lack of a better word, starting trouble for certain people. And there was a whole big blog that started about all the antics he was doing.
Yeah, well, kind of. I don't think it was a blog. It was through a message board.
Right.
It wasn't so much that he was starting stuff. It was just he would post things and not expect to be criticized, which
right.
is kind of, you know, a little goofy, because being in this field, you have to expect to be criticized for everything that you do.
So you guys were on a message board, and you were kind of brought together over your frustration of this founder of the group you used to be in.
Yes, yes. We were on this. I mean, this message board is pretty huge. You know, it has like over something like over 50,000, you know, members on there. So it's pretty big. You know, again, what I had mentioned before, if you're going to post something, you have to either have something to back it up, or you have to expect to have it be criticized.
Right.
Right. There's nothing wrong with constructive criticism.
Exactly. And a lot of the time, that's exactly what it was. It was not starting a fight. It wasn't picking on anybody. It was people actually genuinely wanting to know, you know, like if you post a picture and people are asking, all right, well, what was the layout of the night, you know,
right.
just so that they can get a little bit of a background of, you know, what went on so that they can take it apart. And, you know, this individual just, you know, thought the world was out to get him. And actually, that's how I met Noah. We were on this message board, and he was not so much at war at first. Noah is a person who really picks things apart. And when he would question, you know, this individual, he didn't like that. And he took that as, you know, he's being
a personal
attack.
Right.
Yeah, he took it as a personal attack, and it just built and built and built, and any post that this individual would post, you know, and Noah would, you know, just get in there to try and you know, just ask questions or get any information, this person just really took it to a whole nother level, and he would run to the mods of the message board. And
really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And, you know, I was kicked off because, you know, I would back up Noah. And at the time, like, Noah and I didn't really know each other personally. We just had the same way of thinking, and we weren't the only ones. I mean, we had so many people backing us up, and all these people were getting, you know, warnings from the mods, you know, back off or, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that's actually how I met him. You know, him and I just... you know, we exchanged emails, and occasionally we would, you know, chat on Yahoo or, you know, send each other emails. It was just sporadic like that, like here and there, like, hey, what's up?
I just interject something here?
Yeah.
If you're going to be a paranormal investigator, and this is – let me get out of my soapbox for a second. If you're going to be a paranormal investigator and you cannot take constructive criticism, you need to get out of this field.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to post a picture. You know, if you're posting it, I mean, the only person that was there was the person that's posting the picture. So you kind of have to
ask.
Paint the picture for everyone else.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and you know what? You could have the most amazing photo. You could have a full-blown body apparition, but you're still going to get it. You're still going to get criticized.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. No matter what you have, right.
Exactly. So you have to be able to take that and take it like an adult and just be like, all right, you know, just be cool about it. You have to expect that. But,
yeah.
You know, this person was just a crybaby, and he would run and, you know, to the mods, and it just really snowballed out of control, you know, and it got to a point where, you know, when they sent me a warning, I pretty much told them where to go and how to get there.
We have a recording of that person.
But it brought you two newlyweds together.
Yeah, it did. That's how we met. And like I said, it was just sporadic. You know, we had very, you know, the way our mindset is very similar. And even the way that he ran his group in Ohio and the way the group that I was with here on Long Island, the way the two groups ran were almost identical. So we had that in common.
So let me see if I got this right. Noah and you were chatting on this message board.
Mm-hmm.
And let me guess, were there instant sparks?
It was so not like that.
No?
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
okay. I was with someone at the time. And, you know, plus, he's in Ohio. I'm in New York. Like, you know, it just wasn't like that. We really got along because we had so many things in common as far as, like, the field went. So, you know, and it wasn't like we chatted all the time. It was like when I see him online, I just pop in, hey, what's up? How's it going? How's the group? And then, all right, see you later.
So basically you were internet buddies for a while.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it was. That's it. Exactly. And we would exchange, like, you know, I'd ask his opinion about cases or, you know, he'd, you know, consult me about things. Or I actually referred because we had gotten an Ohio case. So I referred it to his group. So, you know, we were working, networking like that with the two groups.
Right.
So, Noah, you were the founder of OHPRI and also the Ohio chapter of United Paranormal International?
That's right.
Yeah. Sorry, Noah, you've been pretty quiet up till now. Let's ask you your story. Did you have any experiences growing up? What got you involved in this field?
Actually, I've been interested in this field since first grade. Everyone at the library was checking out Clifford the Big Red Dog, and I was checking out, like, Loch Ness Monster, UFOs.
It sounds like me.
So it pretty much started at, like, an early age. And then I was about between 14 and 15 years old, and I was at a friend's farmhouse. And it was about pretty late. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're going down a staircase. And I just felt like I was behind him, and I didn't want to let him know that, hey, you know, hurry up. I'm kind of freaked out. Because I want to be that person to be kind of afraid of the dark or whatever.
Right.
But I just felt that urge, like, to make him hurry up. And then we got down to the bottom of the staircase. I look up, and I saw a silhouette of a person standing in the window. And, like, I was just frozen in fear. And
yeah.
I tried getting his attention, and he was already, you know, face first in the refrigerator, you know, trying to get food and, you know, snacks and everything. And by the time I look away, look back, it's gone. And he had wooden steps, so every time someone would take a step, you could hear it. And so I just brushed it off, like, oh, maybe it's one of his brothers or his parents come down and see what all the ruckus was. But the following day, I never even mentioned it to anybody. And the following day, his mom was, like, talking about how the house is haunted and everything. So right then, that's when my interest really, peaked up.
Yeah.
And that's when I wanted to go out there and start researching and get into this field.
Cool. That was back in Ohio. So you guys had the munchies, huh?
Oh, we did.
It kind of reminds me of Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
What's that?
It reminds me of Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Yeah.
So then did you start with OHPRI?
No, I actually, once I graduated high school, I went to the military, joined the Army.
Nice.
And then I was about to get out of the Army, and I decided, you know, now's the time to, you know, start forming a group or get back into it. Because before it was all solo, and I had a couple friends, you know, up until I graduated high school. We always go places and check things out and do research and stuff like that. But it never really panned out to what it is today.
Right.
But I officially formed my first group in 2005 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And that group, I look back at it, and I completely say that I botched that completely because of the way that I did things, and the way I do things now is like, you learn from your mistakes. You
exactly.
learn from the things that you do in the past.
Oh, yes.
So I consider that both a blessing and a curse because of the things that, you know, went on then. I mean, we had a lot of success. I mean, from one of the investigations that we did, we had an author contact us, and that got me, you know, in a book and stuff like that. But and that kind of got me interested in writing my own book, but I quite haven't gotten to that point yet. It's a lot of work.
Oh, yes.
But that ended in about 2007 when I moved back to Ohio,
uh-huh.
and that's when I formed OHPRI.
Which is a pretty was or is. I don't know if it's is it still in existence?
No.
No, I once. Yeah, that was it was actually going really well. The group,
yeah, you guys were very successful.
Yes, we had a lot of good investigations. We had a lot of good members, and it just you have a group one way, and then you try changing things, trying to incorporate organization and stuff like that, and then some people just don't like it, especially the people that, you know, are much older and can't take orders from, not necessarily orders, but can't take guidance from someone younger.
Right.
You know,
right.
People, just they couldn't handle that. They couldn't. So the group started slowly fading, and I started losing interest. And especially when Thelma moved to Ohio, and she's kind of the enforcer. She's a brute. She's
oh, really yeah. Is.
Now, when you moved to Ohio, were you already have romantic inklings, or was this just a whim move to Ohio thing?
No. Noah and I already were.
Wait a minute. I hear some music.
There was
Mike needs his moment.
There was no hot romance. A New Yorker and someone from Ohio getting together and making sweet,
I don't hear Barry White playing. Hello.
Sweet, sweet love.
We don't have Barry's permission to play his songs.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
Sorry about that.
Noah and I actually, we got married prior to that. And once, when we got married, I was living in New York, and then he was still in Ohio. So we were kind of separated for a little while. But then I moved to Ohio in January. And I joined OHPRI, and I was actually just very hesitant because I knew that group was different than what I was used to.
Yeah.
Right.
And I also didn't want his members to...
resent you?
To judge me. Yeah.
Yeah.
To resent me because, that's his wife, blah, blah, blah.
So you'd basically be Yoko.
Yes, I was Yoko. Oh my gosh.
I think you actually made that analogy at one point.
Yeah, I did actually.
That
That's really funny. But I mean, the thing is that, like Noah had said, the group was running a certain way, but he wanted to incorporate a little bit more of organization as far as, you know, just having structure. Because, you know, I'll give you an example. They wanted to investigate places so bad, but they didn't want to get the investigations themselves. They thought the investigation would just fall in their lap.
Right, right.
So when he started kind of assigning, little things, all right, if you know of a place you want to investigate, check it out. Go contact them, you know.
Right.
Things like that, and they just didn't like the change. And when I came in, and like he said, not that I'm the enforcer, but... you know, I love this field so much. I'm so passionate about it. And it was so frustrating when, you know, to see that people don't share that same drive
right.
and work ethic that I have when it comes to this field.
Right.
And it was really frustrating. So I got very, I would get very aggressive with them at meetings. Where
aggressive?
I would just tell
them. Did you kick some hiney?
No, but I would, you know, short of having a whip, I really was, I wouldn't demean or degrade anyone, but I would try to make them see that these changes were in order to benefit them. And they just, you know, you hear huffing and puffing or people rolling their eyes. So it was like, you know what, I'm really just losing interest in this whole thing, and I just didn't want to do it anymore. But the group was just falling apart anyway. People just didn't like change.
Well, you were trying to tighten up the organization.
Exactly, but they didn't like that. They liked that they were all over the place.
So what happened with the Ohio chapter of United Paranormal International?
Basically, when we decided to move back to New York.
We should interrupt that. You were the head of the Ohio chapter. I think we're jumping the gun here. We have to mention you were the head of the Ohio chapter for a while. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, and what actually got me motivated to do that was the blog that Thelma showed me of the prior founder causing trouble.
The cyberbullying, yeah.
Right.
That's what got me really checking it out. And then I noticed that they didn't have an Ohio chapter. So, you know, Thelma was like, well, why don't we apply?
Yeah.
So that's when I applied and I was accepted.
Oh, okay. I had my story backwards. I thought you were the chapter president first.
And, no.
Okay, so basically there was this blog and you kind of were brought together through that particular United Paranormal blog?
Yes.
Okay.
Another United.
Yeah, so, well, Erica had sent, she had forwarded that blog, and I had read it, and I was just so furious, and I showed Noah, and we just don't stand for that kind of nonsense. So when, you know, I saw that there was an open, you know, there was an open slot for the Ohio chapter, I told Noah, I said, you really should apply. We really should be behind this.
Right. Speaking of United Paranormal International, I just want to give a shout-out to the founder, Bill.
Bill.
Love you, Bill. Hope you feel better.
Yes, absolutely, Bill. Feel better. For those who don't know, Bill has been very under the weather lately. And,
oh, no.
Yeah, we wish him the absolute best.
Oh, well, get better, Bill.
Okay. Now, back to Noah.
Back to Noah.
Back to me.
This is your life, Noah.
So, Noah, boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
No, it's boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs? I love boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so yeah, so then that's how the Ohio chapter came into play. It was through the whole blog, and, you know, we just were not happy with seeing that kind of behavior from, you know, fellow, you know, investigators, you know, and that really motivated us to get on that chapter. So we got accepted right away.
Right. So then you guys decided to move back to Long Island, is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Was that a hard sell for you, Thelma, to get Noah to move to Long Island?
Go ahead, Noah.
What was that?
Was it a hard sell to get you to move here?
Well, back in December, before she even moved back to, moved to Ohio, not back to Ohio, before she even moved to Ohio, I came to visit for a month, and I instantly fell in love with Long Island. Everything, you know, the traffic was a little much.
Long Island Expressway.
And
yeah, he's used to tumbleweed and tractors.
Ah.
And cornfields and all that. But it was a little bit much, but, you know, I fell in love with how everything was. And just, I told her then, I was like, you know, I really wouldn't mind living here. But I was still going to school, and I still had a lot of stuff going on in Ohio, so we decided, you know, let's give Ohio a shot, and then if that doesn't work out, we can always move back here.
Yeah, it must have not been an easy decision. Basically, kind of folding your group and restarting in a new location. That must have been a very tough decision.
It was, and then it wasn't. Like we said earlier, the whole OHPRI thing was folding on its own. Because it takes a lot of, you know, work to run a group, and then for everything just to go in according to plan, but everything wasn't, and I was just getting frustrated. I was losing the passion for it. You know, between working 9 to 5 and then coming home and working another 9 to 5, trying to make the group work, it was just too much.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and plus I was doing it all by myself. I didn't have a co-founder. I didn't have anyone to help me, so to speak. So, you know, once Thelma came in, I was kind of hesitant on even, given her a title because she was, you know, they're going to see as, you know, me being biased, me just, you know, choosing her because she's my wife.
Right.
But, you know, she had more experience than all of them combined, and she had more passion than anyone. And see, the way I do things is if someone's given their all, if someone has a passion that goes beyond the call of duty in this field, then I reward them. I
absolutely
want to, you know, promote them within the ranks. I want to, you know, give them everything I possibly can within the group.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And, you know, she was showing, I mean, she booked more cases for us when she was in New York than the people that I assigned to do things. You know, they couldn't do anything.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
So it was just, I decided that, you know, yeah, the group is there. We'll continue to do this. But it was right around April, I decided, you know, this is it. We came back here in...
It was April. We came back to visit for a couple of days.
Yeah, and, you know, I seen the look on her face when she was leaving her family. And I look at her, I was like, we're moving back here.
Aww.
Love in the paranormal.
Yeah.
So I just kind of... You know, I've been away from my family. She's never been away from her family. So I think, you know, it'd be a better situation if I were to, you know, move over here so she can be near her family. And because she's really close with her family, I just can't take her away from all that.
Right.
Aww.
All right. Not to jump ahead here, but we're going to run out of time. I really want to put you guys on the hot seat. Do you mind?
Oh, God.
All right.
All right. Let me
play the fifth.
Yes.
You can.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna play the hot seat music. Here we go.
Oh
wait. That's the wrong clip. Sorry. Wait. Hold on.
Oh
okay.
Boy.
That's awesome. It's not music. It's actually just a sound of fire. the hot seat is. We want to ask you. All of our Island Ghost Radio poll questions that we had in the past.
Okay.
Okay. We want to start off, what do you believe orbs are?
Orbs?
Yes.
Didn't we discuss this already?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, if you want to just give the abridged answer.
Orbs, in my honest opinion, I mean, I think that there is a natural phenomenon known as orbs, or I'm sorry, light anomalies.
Yes.
But in my opinion, now this isn't everybody's opinion, this is my opinion, I don't think they're spirits or ghosts. I think it's just a natural phenomenon. I think it's just energy. I don't think it's a ghost.
What do you think everybody's capturing in all the pictures, though? Is that the phenomenon you speak of?
No. Everything that you capture in pictures... you know, you also have to take into account the weather, what the conditions are, because most of that, especially if you're outside, dust, bugs, condensation in the air.
Pollen.
Moisture.
Could be
skin.
Any of that.
Skin flakes.
Skin flakes, yes.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yummy.
Well, that's what they are. That's what dust is. It's skin.
And I would guess that Noah's right behind you on that answer.
Definitely.
Oh, he better be.
Yeah.
That's a good husband for you right there.
Oh, it's not like that.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, we're very anti-orb as far as orbs being ghosts.
Right, so are we.
Okay, the next question, the next hot seat question, and you complete the fifth. Do you believe paranormal TV shows fake evidence?
Yes.
Noah was quick to answer that one.
Yeah.
Wow, Noah.
You've thought about this.
How do you really feel?
I don't think, like, to be honest, I don't think the actual groups fake evidence. I think possibly the people behind the TV shows.
Right, the producers and stuff.
Yes. They format things to make it look like the way it is.
Right.
And too much...
How Thelma, about you, Thelma?
Thelma, would you give a yes, dear, to that?
No. Well, I agree with him to what he's saying as far as I don't think the groups would fake evidence, but I think, you know, when you get the media involved, they can really make you look any way they want.
Right.
And, you know, for ratings, they will post or withhold whatever they want from that 22 minutes of edited time.
Right.
You know, you see 22 minutes of a half-hour show. So I don't think the groups themselves would necessarily fake the evidence, but I think whatever gets edited, it may be out of their control.
So you'd say, like, the editors and the producers kind of piece together things to make it look hyped up more than it really is?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
To go back on this, actually, I'm thinking back to the Ghost Hunters live episode.
Everyone talks about that.
Last Halloween. And
the jacket tugging?
Yes. I'm going to go with that was staged.
Ah, yes. So. I think many of us would agree with you on that.
Yeah.
So. It was just a little too convenient.
Yeah. Well, there are some positive things to these TV shows. Like we were saying earlier, you know, a lot of people didn't know that there were investigation groups out there. A lot of people felt like, okay, I really can't come out of the closet with my story. I don't want people to judge me.
Right.
And I'll give a lot of credit to these shows. It really opened up people so they could feel comfortable sharing their experiences. But I agree with both of you guys that, you know, a lot of stuff happens in post-production that might be out of the hands of the group themselves. And unfortunately, you know, that's TV. They need ratings.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, I think the biggest fear is that at some point, the shows that may be faking evidence or, you know, presenting things inappropriately, they're going to be revealed, and it's just going to make the rest of us look bad because it's going to be, well, you know, they're faking it on TV. You know, paranormal groups are faking it just to make themselves look good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we covered that pretty well. Let's move on to the what is a demon? What is your feelings on demons?
Okay. Well, this happens to be one of my favorite subjects. Honestly, I think, from everything that I've learned from individuals such as, you know, John Zaffis, Adam Bly, I strongly believe that a demon is just an inhuman,
malevolent spirit.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a spirit, but just an inhuman
entity.
Okay.
That is pretty much just wanting to make our lives hell.
Okay. Right. Do you believe that demons are fallen angels, like in the biblical sense?
I do believe that. I do believe that.
Right. So do I.
Yeah, I strongly believe that. Although I'm not, like, big into religion, but I really, really do feel very strongly about that.
Yeah.
What about you, Noah?
Well, I'm very scientific with things, and I believe such things are possible, but I've never experienced such things, so I can't really say one way or another. But I can definitely say that I do not believe that they were fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's some evil out there, whether it's influenced by man or unforeseen entities, who knows?
Right.
Yeah, actually, who really knows is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last poll question, what was that, Mike?
Okay. This is a big one because I think we demonstrated some unity this past weekend or 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Is paranormal unity possible?
No.
right on.
That's touchy because as much as some of us want it, I don't think it's ever going to be possible because you're always going to have those individuals butting heads no matter where you go.
Right. It's a very broad question, you know, like it's possible to a degree.
Right. I mean, not to pat ourselves on the back, but we had a bit of unity when we went up to the Shanley. We had three Long Island groups coming for an investigation together.
It was IGI, LIPRI, and NYGHT.
Yes. And we had a great time, by the way.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, we had an awesome time.
So you guys like the Shanley? Did you get any evidence or EVPs from there?
Yes, we did.
Awesome.
Yes, yeah. Noah sent me one. And should we just go ahead and play that now?
Yeah, let's play it. I want to hear it.
Okay. Let me play this now.
You know what? It's when you have the headset on and you're listening to directly from the audio, it's clear as day. And what it's saying is, I need no one.
Wow. All right, let's play that again.
Definitely
yeah, that
heard
was
that.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was up in the Bordello. It was myself, Noah, Mike, and then Dan and Jay of Night.
Uh-huh.
And they were just talking about, I guess, Jay's camera, what the type of camera he was using. We were just chit-chatting, and all of a sudden that came in clear as day as I was listening to it, and I was like, whoa.
Cool. Yeah, I got to give Night a call and see if they came up with anything.
Yeah, we're still going over some stuff, though.
Yeah, we're still reviewing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's.
We don't have that much more to go. We have maybe a few hours left.
Yeah, I'm still reviewing myself. Let's play that again one more time for the audience.
Okay.
So, Thelma, for all our Long Island listeners, would you like to tell everybody what we have coming up in October?
Yes, actually. We have some really, really exciting news. We are going to be hosting, along with IGI co-hosting, we're doing a ghost party at Katie's Bar in Smithtown. We plan on having, the date is definite, it's set for Saturday, October 24th. We have all kinds of fun things planned. We have raffles and, you know, we're going to have goodie bags. And, you know, we encourage everybody. You don't even have to be in a group or you don't even have to be, you know, in the paranormal field. But if you want to just come down, hang out, you know, meet with us and, you know, have some drinks with us. And, you know, we encourage everybody to come down. It's going to be a fun night. We're giving, you know, we're doing really fun raffles. You know, everyone's going to love them whether you're in the paranormal or not.
Why don't you give everybody a background about Katie's Bar?
Katie's Bar, Katie's Bar goes back to the early 1900s. It's been several different, it was used as several different things, and it's now known to be haunted. And it was actually featured on an episode of Paranormal State.
Right, we've both investigated there.
Yes, I've investigated there several times, and you guys have also.
Right.
And Brian, who's the owner, he's just a fantastic person. He's a good friend of mine, and he's really embraced the paranormal community, so he's allowing us to do this, and we're really looking forward to it. We really hope we get a great turnout.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun things. We're still working out like little details here and there, but the date is definitely set for Saturday, October 24th.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Our two groups together, we're going to be there, and it's going to be great. It's going to be great. We're going to hopefully everyone in the Long Island paranormal community will come on down.
All the ghost enthusiasts, and a perfect time of year to have a ghost party.
Right before Halloween.
Absolutely.
I think it's definitely going to be it's going to be a great time, and I really, really hope that, you know, people, you know, the paranormal community in our own backyard here on Long Island, I really hope they can, you know, drop all the nonsense and just come down and hang out.
Yeah.
You know, come down and see, you know, that it's not a big deal to network and hang out with other groups, that you end up meeting amazing people. You know, we think you guys are unbelievable, and we're so glad to have you guys.
Thank you. Yes, somebody has said we are unbelievable.
My.
You guys are unbelievable. Oh, sorry. Not just as, you know, a paranormal group, but as people. You guys really have been great supporters of ours, and we think of you guys as good friends, and we really appreciate you guys.
Oh, we do.
The feeling is mutual.
I just want to go over to where you guys live and give you both a big hug.
Let's feel
all warm and fuzzy.
You know, to fill people in on getting back to the Unity thing. I don't believe paranormal unity is possible on a large scale, but you know, we had three Long Island groups come up to the Shanley. We've never worked together before. Some of us has never even met each other before.
That's right. And
we went up to the Shanley, and I'll tell you, when we went away from there, we were like, wow, we've made some really good friends, and we didn't want the night to end. We just wanted to keep going.
Yep.
And
I definitely agree.
I encourage everyone out there, if you have a group, you know, connect with your neighbor. The sharing of information is only going to improve the field. I'm sure many people have investigated the same places, and you can compare notes. I encourage everyone to do this. I'll get off my soapbox now. I'll shut up.
No, I agree. There's two, you know, we call it turf wars. Like, there's just no need for it. You know, we're supposed to be in this field all to be doing the same thing, and there's really just no need for, you know, being afraid to go into a particular area of the island because, oh, this group has been there, and we can't be there, and so on and so on. And, you know, everyone should just be able to, you know, attend everyone's lectures or, you know, get together and hang out or you know, do a joint investigation like we did at the Shanley. I thought that was awesome.
It was great.
Yeah.
You know, I think more groups should do that. And not just with groups in your own area, but, you know, getting together with groups outside, you know, if you know you're going to
a conference,
a different state or whatnot, contact a local group and just be like, hey, we're going to be in your neck of the woods. Do you want to get together and do a joint investigation?
Exactly.
Right.
Good
That's
idea.
Why we like going to conferences in other states to meet, all the other teams and ghost hunters, you know, in other parts of the country.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Definitely agree with that. I think more groups really should be branching out like that. There's no need to, you know, like I was saying at the Shanley, I mean, there's no point in you know, kind of like hoarding the evidence to yourself or all the information, because what is your final goal? Like, there's no like golden cup at the end of it. Like, what is your final?
Exactly.
What do you think your trophy is going to be at the end? You know, and honestly, thank you very much.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
I think a lot of these groups, though, their final, you know, their holy grail is their 15 minutes of fame to be on TV.
Yes.
You know, and
or to have a book.
A book, TV, or a pamphlet, book,
or
whatever you want to call it.
Or to have a podcast. We would never do something like that.
No, no.
Oh, wait a minute.
I personally never want to be on TV.
We're not looking for that. If, you know, we get, you know, asked to be on a radio show or whatnot, it's not, you know, so that we can be famous per se, but it's just to get our name out there so that we can help more people.
And to learn and to talk to other people.
Exactly. There's really just no need for all this nonsense, and I really just call it a soap opera.
Yeah. You know, we all have so much in common. We all have the same passion. It's like when you go to a conference and you meet a bunch of people you don't know, you kind of feel like you're at home. You know, you just, like, I feel like I belong here.
Yep.
Yeah, and the sharing of ideas is only going to help the field. You know, I set it up at the Shanley, bringing three groups together. It's great to see how everyone investigates. Maybe you can learn from each other. The irony was we all have similar styles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, we got to do it again.
Yeah.
I agree.
We'll talk. We'll plan a date.
Yeah, we'll talk. Your people will contact my people. Okay?
Exactly. But before we run out of time here, is there anything you guys want to bring up about your group?
Well, I mean, we brought up the para party. That's like a big one right now.
Right.
We're kind of investing a lot of our time into that. We have everyone kind of doing their part in it, because it's kind of, you know, it's our first one, so we want to do it right. So that right now is like the big one. But we also do have other things planned. Noah and I are actually taking a trip to Gettysburg for a couple of days, and, you know, depending on how well that goes, we're planning on maybe setting up an investigation for January.
We'll talk because we're going in January too.
Yeah, we are too.
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
But we also, I think we're also going to be investigating Burlington County Prison towards the end of the year. We just have a bunch of things like that coming up. We actually, we're doing a museum at the end of September. So we've been quite busy.
Awesome. Do you want to give everybody your website address and where to find you on MySpace?
Yes. Well, you can find us on the web at www.lipri.org. And on MySpace, you can find us at myspace.com/LIPRI_NY. That's probably the best way to get a hold of us.
Okie doke.
We are still looking for members, so if anybody's interested, they can go to our website and MySpace and contact us through there.
Cool.
That's awesome. And I have to say, if you're on Long Island, if you're in the tri-state area and you need an investigation, you couldn't have nicer people coming into your place to investigate. We really appreciate meeting you guys, and we so look forward to working with you in the future.
Oh, can we get some music for that?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Yes.
Into
heart. I cut it off. Sorry.
It's a love fest.
Aren't you getting sick?
We definitely feel the same. We think you guys are awesome, and our groups definitely, considering we'd never, really met or hung out or anything prior, and we really, really meshed really well.
Yeah, and, even if we don't ghost hunt, I just want to hang out with you.
Yeah, we had such a great time with you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Give us a jingle.
Okay.
Thelma and Noah, thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having us, guys. It's been so much fun.
It was great.
Don't hang up. We have to talk.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, guys.
Bye. Bye.